Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. This is episode 8 of
Yay.
Ramble. I'm your host, Leah.
And Ella.
And today we're going to talk about if we were boys.
If we were boys, just in general. Here, put your address in. I'm actually buying Mia a monkey costume because she
Hell
doesn't have a
yeah.
card, and
Thanks, sugar
you're gonna
mom.
put your address in
Yeah,
there.
we have some guests. We have
Hi.
Mia,
Hi.
Gabby.
Mariah. Say hi, Mariah.
Hi.
We have also have Sophia and Bevan, but I'm not getting up.
They're too far away.
So in a end of last episode, we talked about our names, what our names would be if we were guys.
Should we keep
And
them?
yeah, we probably should.
I was Leo. What the fuck was anyways?
What's your
I was Gabe or Gibson.
What would Mariah be?
Marcus. Marco. Marco.
Mario.
Mario. I think Mario's a good one. Sophia, what were you?
Sam.
Sam and Bevan.
Devin.
Devin.
Mia, what was
What's Mia
I'm
again?
gonna put your name
Carter.
in this.
Carter. Carter.
Yeah,
Oh,
she
yeah.
was Carter.
He is Mike. I am not a Mike. Oh my god, Mike Sarantino.
Mio?
Mio?
No, I thought she was Connor.
My
That's a guess.
Betty.
No, guys, she was Carter.
Okay, is this right?
Yeah. 55.
Yeah, I would
55, not 53, right?
be okay
Gosh.
with a being guy.
You would?
If I was a
Oh my
dude,
god, why is
I'd be
it
okay
42
too.
though?
You'd be okay with being a dude?
Sophia,
Yeah,
stop
not
fucking
52.
texting me.
We haven't texted
It
you in a while.
depends.
I agree,
They
yeah.
still have their own, like,
But,
beauty standards,
yeah.
whatever.
Am
Their
I paying
standards,
60?
you
Oh,
gotta
fuck that
be.
shit.
What are their standards? You gotta be big,
Fit.
Fit,
Tall.
tall,
Moral.
good hair. You gotta get all the
Jawline.
ladies.
Now it's
Yeah.
28.
Have motion.
What? I don't know what I just did.
Gotta have motion since
Yeah.
birth.
Make it 28. Make it 28. 26, because I put on my prime.
They're
Bitch,
just rambling
well,
in
if it was
the
prime, it'd
mic
be
right
today.
now. No,
it's tomorrow. It's gonna be
Oh
tomorrow,
my god,
I
dude.
think.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, make it 28 because I have 24.
Two
26.
items.
Two.
I love makes
Fuck.
these.
What's being shipped to my house?
The bomb. What?
Who makes these?
Why?
Because they're good.
Maddie?
Okay.
You do.
I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was not locked in at all to this podcast because I am trying to figure out why there's a second item getting shipped to Mia's house when I only am ordering one monkey costume.
What's the other thing? Maybe
I
there's
can't find
two.
it. No, it only says quantity one. Should I gift wrap it?
Put a little card in
I
there.
know.
Add note. Monkey days. Count your monkey days.
You have to send me a picture of you in this
I will.
costume.
I'll show
What's
you
she
guys.
wearing? It's a
I'll
concert.
yeah. I'll show
To a
you.
concert?
Yeah. I'll show you videos
Ew.
of me moshing in my monkey
My
costume.
little
Watch it.
monkey.
Do you guys think you'd be in a relationship if you're a guy? Like, do you think you would rizz up a girl?
I don't know.
Got you.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
If I
Get
had a
all the
wiener, I would put
girls.
that thing in Orbeez so fast.
Oh my god.
Just want to let y'all know.
Bevan, would you be rizzing him up?
No.
No. It's okay.
What would you guys like? What would your style be if you were a guy?
Probably
sweatpants,
sweatshirt.
Compressed
Literally all they
shirt,
wear.
compressed gym
I
shirt
would
with
so
gray
go
pants.
the
I would be
black one.
jacked.
I feel like I would be
Yeah,
jacked.
you
Or
would.
like a wife beater.
Can we like go? Can we go around and see and like share our opinions on who, or like what type of guy that everyone would be?
Yes,
Like
yes, yes,
a
yes.
frat boy, or like a athletic, or like weird as fuck, like you know.
I feel like I'd be fat.
I don't think you'd be fat. I think you would be like a
Five-three
like
fat
a
boy.
player.
I feel like I'd be a fat
You
boy.
would be a
You
fat
would
boy.
be a player,
You're
but
a
like.
short king.
A short king.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, wait, we could start with Ella,
I
because
feel like I'd
Ella.
be light skinned.
Yeah,
Ella.
Ella would be a jacked king, compression shirts,
Oh,
sweatpants,
yeah.
every
Like I
single
feel like
day.
you like I don't think you'd play baseball though. I think you'd be like
Football?
football.
Football.
I think
Yeah,
you'd have
I
to
feel
be
like you'd
football.
kind
I would, oh my gosh, I
Would
wish.
y'all
Like,
like some
sometimes
fo
I wish I was a guy.
to play football?
No, just to play like football and hockey.
Yeah. Get
Same.
bitches.
I feel
Ooh.
like you'd be a I feel
Hockey.
like you'd be a little bit of a fuck boy.
Ew.
Like
I feel like it would
a
be.
little
I
bit.
knew a
You
lacrosse
like
what?
a fuck boy, like
One time.
might post thirst traps on your story.
Can we do Sophia?
I
Yeah.
can't name his
What?
name. No name dropping. I don't know where he went. I don't remember.
But Leah, don't you agree that Ella would, like, if she was a guy, she would post, like, thirst traps on her story? Oh, at, yeah. At least, like, once a month.
She'd do the arm swing.
Gabby would, too.
I definitely would.
Chase, your cousin paying friend.
Oh.
Okay, Ella, you want to do me one?
Yeah, I want to do Sophia because I personally think that Sophia would be the where my hug at.
That is so true.
Like, you would be the super senior.
Guess who it is?
But, like, not ugly. You see those, like, you'd be, like, attractive, but, like, I feel like you... No. You'd be friends or freshmen.
I got your phone. I got your phone.
Yes. Really? Yeah, but you would also be, like, a little, like, smoker, I feel like.
No.
I feel like she won't. Huh? No, you would be like this. Do you know those people that you add where it's like story for like story for story, FS whatever,
FSFs, follow for follow,
and you would be like that person who's like posting like videos on your Snap story of you like smoking, but then you're like have like so many girls in your Snap. I feel like that would be you.
Nice.
Yeah.
You would have mad bitches.
Yeah. I want to make sure this is charging my card or not.
What would I be, guys?
Don't talk to me.
You
been there.
That kind of does make sense.
Yeah, you would be a skater kid. I feel like you would also be a stoner.
Yeah.
But same style. I feel like you would wear the loose baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Kind of like the boys in your friend group. You dress like them.
Yeah. Mason. Oh my gosh, it's birthday today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Mason.
Happy birthday, Mason.
Also, Miss Aqua's birthday.
I did not.
No.
Oh.
I think I broke it.
Oh my god.
Birthday, Miss
Agamo. I don't know what Gabby would be. I feel like skater kind of does make sense.
Whoa! What are you talking about? Okay, Haki. Sophia, shut up. Sophia, shut up.
Like as a guy.
I've had enough. Wait, what did you say?
I said she'd be gay.
Oh, I would not be gay.
I was not gay. No. Do you guys know that? Do you guys know? Oh, what the fuck is his Instagram? He's really funny.
Where
my hug at? Where my hug at?
Wait, the one... Did you say super senior guy?
Antonio?
Antonio.
I don't know his name.
Antonio?
He was talking about, like, some girl's nipples on. He was, like, fake. It was, like, a fake.
In the car? The guy who does it in the car? He has, like, blonde hair.
He does it. Yeah, he has blonde hair. He's, like, they're at the bus stop, though.
And he's, like, ah, ha, ha,
your nipple... It's really cool that your nipple... I was, like, whoa.
Are those real? Would you just get them in?
Do you want my sweatshirt to cover that?
Love that shit. Like, it was so funny.
Oh, actually, I have a funny story. I'm not gonna say the name on pod, but I'm gonna mouth it so you guys can hear. One time he thought that we were like talking, whatever, and he went to one of my softball games and then walked me all the way back to the school to get my bag, and he goes, "So you're not gonna give me a hug?" But this time I was like, "You think I would do that if I was a boy?"
Yes.
Yeah.
I at this time,
Hard Rock Nick. That's who I was talking about.
At this time, I don't think like I was like kind of like still talking to like and I kind of and he was walking down the hill to go from like football whatever, and I was like, "Shit!" And whatever his name was, like, "You're not gonna give me a hug?" And I was like,
dude, I saw him in
and
his
then, and then yikes. Julia Riley saw and she was like, "Don't let me ever see that again. That was disgusting." And I was like, "I know, I was so scared."
I saw him and his girlfriend at my job. I literally just pulled in my first day of work. I see nowhere, I don't know. And and she was driving. I was like, "Oh,
I know.
He doesn't have a license."
Yeah, I know, it's
right,
funny.
It's getting oddly specific, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry. And he has cancer and he's dying and his dad's dead. Now no one's going to
know.
He's
on vacation.
And he doesn't even go here.
Yeah, he goes to a different school.
What the frick?
What the frick? Here, I'll try and
can
see.
Can we do some, am I the asshole?
Yeah, I'll try and get them to load. Am I the asshole for calling my boyfriend out in front of his family after he kept bullying his sister?
Okay,
I'll read this. It all loaded. Okay, it's short. It's a short one. I'll keep this short. My boyfriend and I have been together for close to 2 years. I won't lie, and say it's the best relationship ever. We have our differences, but I do love him, and we do want a family one day. He's 28, I'm 25. Okay. Not bad. Legal. So today is Easter, and since my boyfriend is Catholic, culturally anyway, his family had a get-together. I had met his family before, and while I wouldn't say there is any ill will between them and me, they are just very different from me and my family.
Ill will.
Like, there's nothing, like, bad between them, but...
I've never heard that word in my life.
Yeah,
I was like,
shit. Yeah, it's bad in here. But anyways, they are very different from me and my family and anyone I've ever grown up with. I'll just say to me, it's odd and to see a family gathering where people are openly smoking weed and all the guys are almost on the floor drunk. All
right.
Okay, so the Catholic family is doing that? Okay.
Yeah, do you want to come over to my family?
You got it? Let's go! Okay, my family would never be that way. I'm not judging, I just grew up differently. My boyfriend My boyfriend has a younger sister who is 19 or 20, and I suspect she's on the spectrum. You don't know? You've been together for 2 years and you don't know?
I suspect.
I think she's autistic. I actually enjoy talking to her. She's funny, smart, and witty. She is basically forced to be at these family events, even though I know she doesn't enjoy being there. She's also a picky eater and doesn't like vegetables or spicy food or anything too extreme. Unsurprisingly, her family pressures her to eat whatever is available. My boyfriend today was being particularly obnoxious about it. He took her plate and ate her chicken and potatoes, leaving her just the stuff she doesn't like. He said he was tired of her trying to be different and she needs to grow up and be normal. She started crying and it felt like everyone was just watching and no one did or said anything.
Hello. You guys doing it? Oh, you are? I will go the other way then. In the dark?
Yeah.
Anyways.
We always have to interrupt.
She started crying. And it felt like everyone was just watching and no one did or said anything. A backyard full of adults and they all let this happen. So I finally snapped and yelled at him. I said, WTF was his problem. I'll try and like not swear as much. Yeah. To leave his sister alone and stop being an asshole. The entire family went silent. I felt so embarrassed in that moment. My boyfriend just stared at me for a second before walking over to the table. His uncles and cousins were playing cards and they all bursted out laughing. No one talked to me for the rest of the day. I just spent my time with his sister. I was just shocked that her own parents would ignore all of this. After about an hour or so, I texted my boyfriend that I wanted to leave, and he sent me a thumbs up emoji. Oh. So I left. I came home and told my roommates about it, and they agreed it was messed up how things went down, but also suggested that I may have made things awkward for the family. Am I the asshole?
No.
I mean, why would you go in the first place?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like... Wait, is his sister, like, autistic?
I think so.
Wait, I have a story about that.
Okay.
I was gonna hold it by this, whatever. It's gonna sound really bad. So when I was younger, I didn't really understand, like, the whole autistic thing, whatever. I have an autistic cousin. His name's Michael. He's, like, 37, whatever. And one time, it was just me and him in the basement, and I was like, Michael, like, you can tell me if you're not autistic. I was like, just, like, talk. I was like, just tell me. He never did. But, like, I don't know. Sometimes I still wait for him to just be like, yo, I was faking it the whole time. I'm kidding, but...
Imagine. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to find other ones.
I feel like everyone has autistic cousins. I have an autistic cousin that's, like, in his 30s, too.
But yeah. He's
No, he's very autistic, actually. Alive. I was going to say, he's not that autistic. He's like, nonverbal.
I know one of my relatives has Asperger's, so she has no emotion. Aww. Like, she can get mad or whatever, but she doesn't understand other people's
emotions. Are you, like, fucking the chair? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't get, like, cues.
Oh, can you get me a tissue?
It's kind of funny sometimes.
Are there tissues over there?
No. Is she, like, if someone's dead, will she, like, be, like, not understand? Will she not understand?
Yeah, if someone was, like, crying over a dead body, she'd be, like, what's going on?
Really? Crying. But, like, does she understand that, like, death is, like they're never going to see him again?
Probably not.
Probably not.
She's old enough, so she probably learned.
Ooh.
Where my hug at? Where my hug at?
Two more. You got it. Come on.
That's so funny.
Hold on. Wait. We're gonna blow our nose.
Ew.
Do you have a mic? Okay. Good.
Excuse me. That was disgusting. Okay. What else do we want to talk about?
If I had a dick.
Oh, I would sling that thing around.
Back and forth, back and forth.
That looks so fun.
Sorry, guys, I need to lock it up again today.
How big would it be?
9 inches.
Look at your hand.
Soft.
Look at your pinky.
Wow, guys.
I think mine's pretty big.
Brother.
I have little hands, though.
Ella would have Drake. Ella would have Drake.
Am I the asshole for wanting to euthanize dog with cancer?
No,
okay,
no. Put down.
It'd just be suffering.
Just suffering. No, I don't read that. That's terrible.
Yeah, I won't read that, but
Wish I had a dick.
Some of these are like stupid. Am I the asshole for yelling at a kid for letting his dog poop on my lawn? Am I the asshole for opening the bathroom door when my roommate was in there after I knocked and I got no response? No. Am I the asshole for not locking my cat in my room when I'm not home? Like some of these are so stupid. Ooh, am I the asshole for not paying for my sister's wedding?
Your sister?
No, that's stupid.
That shouldn't be your responsibility.
I want to read it.
Maybe your parents. But
save it for later.
Talk about our dream weddings.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I have mine.
Me too.
I want to talk about being a dude.
I know, but mine kind of relates to guys, I guess. Okay, so I'm sorry, Aiden, if you're watching this, but my whole plan is to go to Scotland and find a man and literally marry someone from Scotland because I think they're so attractive.
You can't understand them.
No, it's okay. Like, I can. Light eyes, dark hair, chiseled, you know? And then I want to get married in Scotland. Like, in, like, one of those castle-y things. Like, not so expensive, but, like...
What are you trying to say about Scottish people, Bevan?
Yeah, what the heck?
She's British. She's
yeah, same, Bevan. What are you trying to say?
Oh, you want
to
come to my wedding? And then I want a sheep so bad. But
don't disrespect the peeps.
Yes, and personally, I want 4 kids. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot, but, like, I want 4 kids, and I already have my baby names. I want to read them to you.
Oh, my God. It's giving, like... JoJo Siwa. She has her name tattooed on her
arm.
No, it's
Eddie,
ink box.
Eddie, Teddy,
Freddy. Oh, ew, gross. Okay, so I have boy and girl. Everyone say if you like them or not.
I only want a boy.
So, personally, I love this name. You guys are probably not going to like this name because it's kind of, like, old. But Anthony, I like the name Anthony because you call him Tony.
No.
Andrew, because I love the name Drew.
Andrew or Leslie. Oh, I love Drew.
You know,
the sophomore Drew?
Yes. Okay, Tristan. Don't think of people in our school. Like,
yeah.
Tristan. Cameron. I like Cam. Cameron.
Cameron, that reminds me of the big fat gay guy from the Modern Family.
Caleb. Matt.
Is it a K or a C?
C. Mm. Matthew. Jackson. Avery. Mateo. Dylan.
Avery for a boy.
Yes. Dylan. Joshua. Preston. Miles. Liam. Christopher. And Nate.
Nathan. I have boy names too.
And then for girls, I have Madeline, Riley, Brooklyn, Ariana, Aubrey, Sydney, Amber, and Dakota.
I didn't even put girl names.
And for dog names, I have Amaru, Apollo, and Mavis.
Can I do my
name? No. I don't want to hear it.
My sister wants to name her son Mateo.
I love that name.
I want my kid to be Toby.
Aww, Toby!
I got told that's a stupid name.
I love that name. It's so cute.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you can't do Toby. Oh, you're not going to go up to a kid, teenager, and be like, hey, Toby.
B. I like B.
I like his name, like, start his middle name.
I don't want kids, but I have
a
whole...
I think it has to be John Arias
like
or something.
With their middle names, too.
Okay, can you listen to my names, Leah?
Yeah, not my choice.
Leah, listen to my names.
Yeah.
None of you are going to like my names. They're very, like... not normal. Okay, should I do boys or girls first?
Please share.
I'm doing boys, okay? I have Hayden, Henry, Theodore, Griffin, Sebastian, Ashton, Blake, Knox, Leo, and AJ.
Just delete the note. Delete the note.
And then, no, and then for girls,
Alexander James.
You guys didn't like the boys or nothing like the girls. I have Rose, Ivy, June, Aurora, Paris, Ivory, Gwen, Harper, and Sloan.
Sophia, please do not have
yes.
kids.
Are you, like, planning to, like, did I just turn kill your kids?
Oh, did I just turn this off?
Okay. Oh, can I try one?
Yeah, anyways.
Should I do a little? No, I don't want to do it. Awesome.
Guys, my new iPhone just came in.
Okay. So, mine are kind of like giving
thanks
nature. I'm not going to lie. But
Leo, can you give me the box?
I have Emery. For a girl, Emery. I have Kiara. I have
me.
Mia. Sage.
Oh, Sage was one of mine.
Your name
sounds
the same as mine. What do you mean?
These are so deep.
Then we have Sienna.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Got trying to keep up with the Albanian oh, little. Yeah. And then we have Natalia.
Oh, I love the name Natalia. It's so sexy.
And then for boys, I have Grayson.
I like Grayson.
I have Austin.
Mm,
Blake.
I love Blake.
And I have Jonah. And then these are like, I have the middle names. Like, I have Kiara Emery.
You have a lot of free time, huh?
Yeah, this was from like 2019, honestly. And then we have Flynn Hudson or Flynn
that.
Kingston.
Eugene. I want to get a cat
named
Eugene.
Because what if I have just accidentally ever had
a cat? I want to get a cat and name it, like, Flash. Dog.
Yeah.
Name it Furnace.
Can I have another one of those birthday things?
I used to want kids, and then I decided
that. Radiator.
Can we go to the store later, Brad? Get a box.
Chandelier. Like, what else can you name a cat?
Like, recently, I've
just... Fire hydrant.
I want two kids.
Cheese fondue.
I want one of each.
I just want two.
For my kids, is because you know when you put your kids in the same sport and one of them's always better?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put all of my boys in different sports so they could all be like insane at their
Ivy League
type shit.
You're not gonna be Ivy League.
D1. Your kids are so D1, Ella.
D1 babies.
I know, I'm gonna marry like a
D1 athlete.
Tall, big, strong.
Yeah, me too, but...
Can I talk about my wedding?
Yeah.
I want my wedding to be small on a beach. Maybe, mm-hmm. like...
I want to be
All right, you're a copycat.
And just Maui.
You're a copycat. Right, I want, house. Like... Oh! I don't know. Dominican Republic. There's, like...
Or Jamaica.
Four to ten people there on the beach. Quick ceremony.
Quick. And then the after party, though.
Honeymoon. Kill myself.
Like, incorporate it in, like, cool ways.
I didn't get that far.
My dream wedding is like, kind of like Twilight, honestly.
Oh.
In the forest.
In the
yeah.
Honestly really great.
That's what I always wanted. A small little ceremony.
I went to a wedding and it was like a barn wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my god, that like venue was so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Outside weddings are way prettier than
you anymore. Know what I kind of want to do at my wedding is like the lanterns.
Oh yeah, that's really
cool. I've been to my parents' wedding.
Do you guys want kids at your weddings? Like, there's these weddings
yeah,
that don't.
I don't want
kids at my
no,
show.
No, I wanna.
Like, imagine if you're literally saying, like, the IDs and shit, and then the kid's just, like, crying. Like, bitch, get that shit out of here.
Teenagers, yeah. Very big on kids. Like, I've grown up around kids. Like, there's kids everywhere in my family. So it's, like, not an issue.
Bevan, what are you sneaking?
Yeah, Bevan, what you looking up over there?
She's ignoring us.
Hi, Leah.
Hey. Welcome back to the pod.
Welcome.
Why are you telling me welcome?
Hi.
I would just want to hear yum 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 yum. Yum 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 yum
yum yum yum yum.
When I listen to it later.
One year.
Guys, what state do you guys want to live in for future references? Like, where would you want to go? Besides Connecticut.
For what?
Like, anywhere for your future. Like, where do you see you and your husband living at?
Texas.
Honestly, probably
Texas.
CT.
Cheshire, Connecticut.
Cheshire.
Cheshire.
Oh.
Are you going to make your kids go to Cheshire Academy?
Oh, yeah. We're going to a nice school.
You're staying in Connecticut?
Cheshire. If I do stay in Connecticut, Cheshire. If I leave Florida.
Just like...
I have a whole list.
Where do you want to go, Mariah?
Try Banerjee.
I don't know.
Mariah wants to stay in Connecticut.
Who?
Mariah.
Oh. Well,
she's staying on the ridge.
I have a lot of different, like, life choices. I haven't decided which one I want yet. I'm either going to, like, when I'm, like, 25 until, like, 30 maybe, until I find someone, I'm going to live in Boston because my, my job, or, like, the career path I'm taking, I could work for a professional team, so I could go for the Bruins, the Celtics, like, one of those, because it would be easier, and just work for that company.
The Celtics?
Because I'm...
Photography?
Hell no. No, I'm going to, like, management, exercise, and fitness, and there's, like, at UMass, since it's, like, so close to Boston, they do get internships or, like,
yes. Professional. I just restocked.
No, I'm going to Lowell.
Hey, UMass Lowell sent me so much shit in the mail. But,
and then until I find someone, I'm going to move to, like, Texas or, like, somewhere. I really want to go to Oregon. I'm not going to live on the West Coast, but, like, oh, my God.
The Oregon Trail.
So Oregon is beautiful.
Gummy bears. Would you do the Oregon Trail?
Yeah, an Oregon Trail.
I don't even know what it is.
I have gummy sharks, guys.
Yeah.
Yo, let me get one.
A gummy shark?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I might actually study abroad.
Oh, I'm going to. 100%.
I can't.
You sell the caramels?
I can't, though. I have to take a super senior year.
I bought
I need another year because I have to play softball.
Versus Bobo was
because I have my whole scholarship is softball, so I can't leave.
I'm 100% studying abroad in London. 100%.
I want to go to London. Oh, about that, actually. My next year, my 18th birthday.
You know who did that? My cousin. He studied abroad in London.
London my is the most gorgeous city I've ever been to.
Broke up with his girlfriend.
Hello?
What if I just open the door and just hit them? Okay, anyways, my parents' 30th anniversary falls on like the same week. Bevan,
be careful. Oh, Gianna and Emily.
It falls on the same week span as my birthday. So next year we're going on like a huge vacation like to Europe. Like we're going on like a 2 week cruise to like Mexico and to Europe and like all that.
Your dream weddings.
Ooh.
Or like future kids' names.
My dream wedding would be in Italy, like on the beach. Really it would be a long one too. Like I want it to last like 2 weeks.
What?
Okay, maybe not 2 weeks, but like I want to have like a vacation with my wedding. Yeah, like with my family too. Like with my family too.
So, like, the bachelor party and, like,
I don't know what my dream wedding would be. Like, I feel like the beach would be too messy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
I also have wedding dresses
on
my Pinterest board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I
love Pinterest.
Already have my wedding dress saved. I'm going to show you guys.
I want green. I want sage green.
A wedding dress?
I want white.
No, like, bridesmaids.
Like, your people wear white?
Sage
no,
this is what I want my wedding dress to be.
I want you in, like, Scotland.
I'd be, like, with baby blue.
Yeah.
Made
I'm showing you my wedding dress.
Oh!
I don't care.
What was that?
It was like,
my
bad.
Where'd it go?
Right here.
Was it, what?
This was a rain all day tomorrow, so we're probably not going to go.
Hey, Emily.
Are you serious?
Do you want to go anyways? I don't know.
Is he going to even let us?
Sorry, home.
Is he even going to let us?
Well, you.
We can drive ourselves.
I'm an actual disaster.
I'm trying to do no workout.
What is it?
Oh, did it have to go away?
Yeah.
You guys actually saw our shadows through the door.
Yeah, your noses were like,
it was like, I was wondering, I just heard Mia laughing and then it got quiet.
Wait, my nose is
so
right.
Shadow.
No,
it made your noses like, look like
oh, that's great.
Like,
I like
no,
the center.
Alright.
Is it Miss McKenzie in a meeting?
Yeah. We gotta be a little quiet, guys.
Be a little quiet. Y'all.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Wait, can you throw this out?
Yeah.
I didn't want to get up.
Yeah, if I have my wedding dress saved.
I don't.
I kind of want to go for, like, really. Oh, I actually have a song.
I want a corset top.
Yeah, what do you guys want for your, like, wedding dresses? Like, what style?
I have mine.
What if I wanted to wear a suit?
With like kind of tight, but like loose enough where I can like dance around in the bottom.
Type of mermaid.
Oh, wait, don't you want like a different
dress?
If I
wanted to switch it up.
No, tight,
tight corset and a mermaid flare.
That's so cute.
I don't know. I really, but I would not, I don't like, think about this stuff because I don't really want to get married.
I don't want to get married for
long. If I do, if I ever do, yo, why do you have like baby feet?
Oh my god,
stop. Give me a foot job.
Oh.
If I do have a wedding, I like, because this is the only part I've thought about. I want my dad to walk me down, but I
don't
want...
think my dad's gonna make it. I'm not
but I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah, our dads are
like
only
I've had a conversation to my dad about this, and I was like, Dad, on the rate you're going, you're not gonna walk me down the aisle. Like, do you want that to happen? He was like, no, of course not.
Oh my god. Yeah, my dad's like 40 something.
Right? Yeah, your dad is fine.
My dad went up. But I'm gonna be old for my sister though.
Mm. But I was gonna say,
my dad's
if
like 50 something. Right now.
Okay, bitch,
that is a lot older.
So your dad's like in the 60s?
You're eating a lot of food.
Might be like 67. He's supposed to retire. He still hasn't. He
hasn't won for my wedding, like, when my dad walks me down, I want a acoustic, like, slow Deftones song playing.
Mm.
That's literally invited? What?
I
yeah, I don't want one, but like,
change,
if
change, I mean?
Change, not change. It'd probably be. It would probably be.
I want Slow Hands at my wedding.
Slow Hands, because I want to see him at concert.
Oh, of course, why?
It would probably be Sex Tape.
What?
The like the song. That's the song they'll be playing.
No, they're gonna be playing slow dance song.
No, like for the song that I walk down to.
I want a One Direction song for my slow dance.
Oh, come on, don't ruin it.
It's gonna get ruined.
It's a ceremony. God,
okay. Let other people talk. Please let other people talk.
No.
Have you guys thought about like I know obviously like it'll probably change, but like if you were to get married like right now, do you have any like songs that you want to
I be want playing? No music.
Iris jig, everyone.
I want an elegant wedding, so I want to have a lot of like violin music, all that. Yeah.
Mm. Elegant.
I want like a hype song with a. I don't know. Imagine you're walking down the street.
I think your parents are gonna force you to have an Albanian wedding.
Or
I'm not going to have one.
Or there's a really. I don't know. I want for like my walk down song. I would just want it to be something like.
Yeah.
A calm, slower, acoustic version of a song. Like, there's a really good Boa song.
If I'm having an Albanian wedding, that's just gonna be like...
I'll be rich.
I'll be rich as fuck.
Ooh!
Guys, you should come.
Bro, next time you go to a
oh
wedding...
Oh my god, wedding. What the fuck? Where'd the
oh
clip go
Oh my god,
go
you actually
wanna
come?
Uh-huh.
I have one in August.
Where'd the clip go?
Oh, it's gone.
Oh. It's his dream wedding. Sorry, we're just talking about weddings. You can hear every word. Like, I hear every word you're saying.
I wonder if he heard the last podcast, too.
Is there anyone? Well, that's a song. Like, it's not. It's literally just the name of a song. Is there anyone, like, any relatives that you guys are not inviting to your wedding?
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. Every single person. Maybe my mom and dad. My brother has one brother.
I just want my dad's side.
Yeah.
My mom's side. I'll buy my grandma if they make it.
I don't think my grandma would. She's 90.
Yeah, mine's like 86. My
just turned 90.
Devin, can I have a sip of your drink?
No. I feel like I wouldn't want...
I feel like I won't even make it to my own wedding.
I'm not making it, guys.
Devin, I love you. This is my donkey for today, guys. Yeah. What did you say, my
dad? With who? I wouldn't invite my grandma to my wedding. Not my Italian grandma, I would invite her. My grandma on my mom's side. Hell no.
Yeah.
My mom was like, if we're having an Albanian wedding, like, I'm inviting my friends, bitch. No, the fuck
no you're not. No, I am picking...
My parents will pay for it. Yeah, my parents will not pay for it.
Who is... Okay.
They won't even pay for college.
My parents aren't paying for my college either.
I, like...
Student loan.
They are die.
I would let my friends bring friends and my dad bring friends, but my mom can't bring friends. I don't care. I do not care. Like, she's not bringing friends. No. All my mom's friends are crazy.
I know. Same. I don't care who goes to my money. As long as they bring gifts.
Yeah, really. If they just bring money and something.
You know, as a gift, you're supposed to bring $100 per person.
Really? Mm-hmm. But for weddings are really expensive.
That's like, why I'm getting married in Scotland on my cousin's wedding. So I don't have
to pay. My parents really want me to have an Albanian wedding, but I don't really. I don't feel like that's fit.
If I'm paying for, like, my bridesmaids. I'll be rich, okay.
How many bridesmaids do you guys want?
No more than five.
I want three. Like two.
I think three is good, yeah.
Because I feel like if you're having six, like something is gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna probably say like four or five. Probably four.
But who do you want your maid of honor to be?
My sister.
My mom.
Because my sister's
like,
no Bryce, bro.
You would have Bryce.
Yeah, that's true.
Mine would be Mariah.
I would have to have Faye.
My maid of honor.
Because my sister's 10 years younger than me.
Heather is a junior bridesmaid.
Yeah.
I want to get married.
Heather is the flower
girl.
You know what I saw?
I want to get married, but no later than 27. So by then she'll be 17.
I'm gonna marry
at
like 45.
You know what I saw? Maid of honor. She's a junior. No, because maid of honor is like do your bachelor party and everything. Like they run everything.
You don't have to do a bachelorette.
Yes, Mia.
Shush.
I saw something that was really cute. Instead of like flower girls, like little girls, it was flower grandmas. And it was like this girl's two grandmas, and it was really, really cute. They were like dressed super nice. They threw flowers. That was really cute. If you don't have anyone to like be a flower girl. I was a flower girl.
Me too.
I was a flower girl.
I tripped.
I was a flower girl at like a I forgot to give out the military wedding, and it was so formal, and I was just.
I was a flower girl at a huge Italian wedding. So now every single Italian person that I know is related to that family. Every time I go to their parties, they go, "Oh, this is Mia, the flower girl." And they go, "Oh, you've grown so much."
There's
one.
Oh, it's right there.
And I have a gummy.
Hey, I can have that one.
Do they all fall?
No.
It's a really pretty violin song that I want to put in my wedding.
Oh my god, remember that one song that was going famous? It was like, I will die every day.
That's yeah.
All right, not too much audio.
No copyright. That song has been around forever.
I know.
I love you. I think that played at my aunt's wedding.
That played at my cousin's.
Hey, where did my bunny go?
I'm not playing this on my wedding. I'm sorry. It's that's right embarrassing. Here.
Oh, actually, and One Direction isn't.
No, I'm saying
so. She'd either walk down Taylor Swift or
I'm not walking down Taylor Swift. That's even more embarrassing.
It looks so good. Not what?
Where'd you get these?
For my birthday? Where'd you get these? I don't know my sister.
Yeah, they came into the beach this summer. Like, I'm done.
What are you guys most excited for this summer?
The sun.
That's real.
It's like the warm weather.
I'm going to Miami.
Is it a Disney cruise?
No, it's not. Oh, we're going to Nova Scotia,
actually. What is that? Isn't that in Russia?
It's in Canada.
Oops, Miami.
That lives in my fucking head.
I'm so excited for your Miami post.
Yeah.
Like your story post, I mean?
Yeah, for my birthday.
I'm going to Virginia Beach. Hopefully I see Jerry. I have like 400 tournaments.
Did you see what Chloe posted? She was like, now that... to whisper this. She's like, now that I've seen Drake's dick, all the songs make sense. It was really, really funny. That's so true, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go right from
McDonald's. Yes!
Oh, McDonald's breakfast?
I practiced too.
I'm gonna try McDonald's breakfast so bad.
You've never had McDonald's breakfast? I had it yesterday.
I've never tried it either.
Not yesterday, 2 days ago.
I have a
Reddit story loaded, by the way.
I got an egg and cheese McGriddle.
Do you want me to read the Reddit story?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay.
Tell everyone to shut up.
Hey. I don't know if this Reddit story is good. Like, I speak to a random one that sounded kind of interesting. It's, am I the asshole for deciding not to buy food for my fiance's family anymore?
No. Yeah.
Well.
It depends on what the story is.
Yeah, okay. So, hold on, let me get a good grip of the whole mic.
Correct.
You definitely heard that one.
Nuh-uh. Every other week, my fiance, 22 female, and I, 23 male. Okay, so this is from...
It's so funny.
So this is from a male's perspective. Go out to eat with her family. And last week, we went to Korean barbecue. Restaurant owned by my uncle. where I paid for everyone's meal. I only asked them to cover the tip for the waitress, which they agreed to do so. The total bill was over $240, and I paid. Usually when I cover the tab for my friends or significant other, they generously tip since they're only responsible for their gratuity, not the cost of the meal itself. However, a few days ago, my cousins revealed that they only left $1 and they have tip only $1 before. What? I don't know. I was shocked and disappointed because $1 tip is insultingly low, especially considering I had treated them to alcohol and dessert. So I discussed the issue with my fiance, but her family insists they never tip or pay, tip or only pays like $1 tip at restaurants. What? Why? As a result, oh my god, you better give me one of those gummy sharks.
Fuck yes.
Can I have it?
Oh. Yeah, what snacks you got? Intermission.
I hate people who don't tip.
Gummy sharks?
Yeah, I hate people that don't tip. We have, like, a thing in our group chat, like, all, like, if someone pays for someone else, that's fine, but they have to tip. Like, I paid for Mason's Chipotle one time, I think it was, like, $28, and he tipped. Like,
yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, give me one.
We have some gummy sharks here today. I'm just grabbing a couple.
Just grabbing a few. Intermission. No, I'm not. Ooh, there's like, ooh.
They're squishy. Might as well stay away from the mic when I'm doing.
Okay. These are yummy. Okay, sorry. As a result, I informed my fiance our bi-weekly restaurant outings would have to change. I also have informed my fiance about this. What? I told her that I had only paid for their meals as a kind gesture. While my fiance was annoyed, she ultimately understood. What's going on?
I know.
Yesterday, they asked if I would buy their food again next week, to which I responded that they'll need to cover their own expenses for the meal. Okay, like, asking, like, oh, are you going to pay for us is so rude.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
Unless they're severely wealthy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to confront them about their habit of tipping only a dollar, so I decided to handle it differently this time and simply pretend to cover the tip for them. Her family did not take that so well. They accused me of being ungrateful, arguing that they were the ones taking time to meet up with me bi-weekly, and that asking them to tip was unreasonable in the beginning. They also suggested that since my family is wealthy, it's only fair that I continue paying for their meals. Okay, but I understand that, but, like, still, that's rude.
Yeah, but if there's someone who's, like, poor, and the rich person invites them out, like, who's inviting who out?
Rich people are, like, stingy.
Like, who's sending the text, like, oh, let's hang out?
But this guy doesn't seem stingy. Like, he's paying them.
Yeah. My fiance was surprisingly on my side. She knew her family had this issue. She just didn't have courage to inform them. Am I the asshole for deciding not to buy food for my fiance's family anymore? There's updates. Update 1. I didn't break up with her, obviously, but her family is furious. I send top upvoted reply. They refuse to talk to me. They've called my fiance multiple times saying things like, is this how Koreans do their business? And suggesting she should break up with that along with other offensive and more racist remarks. What? Wow. I think so.
Yeah.
You guys like the Imperial buffet?
I went to like a buffet, like Japanese style. Oh my god, so good.
Yeah, I got hibachi this weekend.
Me too.
Shout out Mason's mom.
Me too. I went on Saturday night.
I also did. Where'd you go?
Southington.
I was in Watertown.
Nobu?
Yeah, that's what I was. Shout out Nobu. Went to Nobu this weekend.
Nobu.
Mm.
Those sharks are really good.
Yeah, I definitely think he is not the asshole.
No.
But, like, expecting someone to pay every single time is just so rude.
Yeah, like, expecting it. Bye, Sophia.
I want to read the... I want to read the, am I the asshole for not paying for my sister's wedding?
No.
Okay. We gotta wrap it up soon.
I want to continue on weddings first.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, it just looked interesting.
Bevan, would you have a wedding? You don't know? Do you have a vision? No.
Oh, I'm
dead. Mariah, what's your wedding?
I don't know.
You don't have any details?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't say anything about my dress.
What is it?
I want to hold it because I have Cheetos all over my hands.
Ew.
I want like a tighter top, whatever, but then like a flowy bottom, but like lace, but kind of elegant lace. Mm-hmm.
Sleeves? No sleeves?
I don't take any sleeves. No sleeves.
Do you guys want it in the winter or the like summer?
Spring.
I would want it in summer.
Summer.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be too hot.
Yeah, I don't want. Wait, so like, how long, like, you say you get engaged, right? How long are you guys waiting to get?
Until we got the money.
Oh, maybe
then. I'm engaged now.
Engaged now. What's your dream ring?
I don't know.
Mine's princess cut.
Of course it is.
Princess gold
cut. I want an emerald cut.
Mm.
Band.
White gold. It has to be gold. If you give me silver or white gold, you don't know me.
I want white gold.
Mia?
No thoughts.
But I wear gold and silver, so I don't know.
She has no thoughts.
I've not thought about this at all.
Mariah?
Me either.
Bevan?
Ella? I've thought about it.
I want like a pretty, I think white gold as well. Just like a big ass diamond. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be that expensive.
But, like, I don't want to like fall off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to be.
Also like the big diamonds kind of look ugly sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
So I would do like a.
I want a little dainty ring.
Like a big one, but then like two medium ones on the side. That's mm-hmm. what my mom has, and I think it's so pretty.
My mom has, she's like a fake wedding ring. Like she bought like a $10 one off Amazon. Mm-hmm. So when she goes on vacation, she wears it. Mm-hmm. So she'd be like,
yeah.
Without actually wearing the real one.
Mm-hmm. My mom has arthritis, so her fingers are swollen, so the ring is like on her forever.
She got a big ass ring too.
I know, her ring is big. She has, like, it's thick.
It's thick.
And she's missing a diamond too.
She's missing a diamond?
I was cleaning her ring and I was like, Mom, you know you're missing a diamond, right?
She's gonna go get that fixed.
I always clean her rings for her. She just hands them to me. I start to clean it for her. And then I told her, she was like, what do you mean? Where is it? So I took a picture and like zoomed in because she can't see. And then he's like, I need to get it fixed, like, now. I need to get it fixed. And I was like, yeah, you do. Sucks to be you. But mm-hmm. it's not even, like, one of the big ones. It's, like, the smallest one you can't even see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't notice it if you just looked.
Are you guys gonna, like, get those rings where it's, like, oh, like engage the wedding and then your family band? Like, there's multiple purposes.
My mom has two. She has her engagement ring and her wedding band.
How long do you guys want to wait to have kids, like, after or before the wedding?
A year. Real long time.
Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah, like, it depends on the money.
Yeah, it just depends.
Okay, money aside, like
3 years, 5 years, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get married at 27, have kids at 30.
No, I want to get engaged at 18.
Yeah.
Get married at 20-something.
I'm going to get married at 22 or 23, have my babies before 30, and then I'm done.
I don't want kids. Maybe one on accident.
My mom actually got engaged with my dad at 19. Then she got pregnant with her first at 19.
Yeah, crazy. I want to do that.
And then she had me at 21, and then she had Henry at 30. Kind of a weird age gap, but...
9 years older than
Henriquez.
I mean, I'm 10 years older than Brooklyn. Hmm? I'm 10 years older than Brooklyn.
Me and my sister are 6 years apart.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about mine.
Oh, I miss Sam. I'm gone now, still.
She's living her life, though.
She's going to New Mexico now.
She, yeah. I miss her. She gonna fall in love.
She's going to Mexico next
week. I thought she was here.
No, no, no. She's in Guatemala.
How was your sister's trip? Did she have one?
She wants to. Germany, Belgium,
just
Netherlands.
Yeah, this is just yapping. Yeah, I mean, I named it If I Had a Wedding. Because we talked a lot about that. Episode 8.
What was her favorite country she lived in?
What if your mother-in-law is, like, not a rude person, I was about to say. Like, what would you do?
Yeah, what?
If your mother-in-law is just a terrible person who treats you terribly. Like, say you have a, you're dating a mama's boy.
Oh.
Ugh.
Jack's mom.
Kill me. I'd rather.
Jack's mom is really nice.
I'd rather date anyone else than a mama's boy. Like, bitch.
Me too.
Henry's being raised as a mama's boy.
Oh, like, yeah, he gets cuddles, snuggles.
I know. Like, I'm.
That's how my brother is too. I feel like Henry and Liam are like.
100%.
They're both
karate
too.
It's always the
second
child.
Well, Henry's the third.
I was the fourth. My mom will literally say all the time, like, my mom will always say, like, you know, like, girls are for the dads and the
sons.
Oh,
yeah, my brother was so mad at me one day.
He was like, Leo, you're like the little angel princess of the family. Everyone loves you, and I'm sick of it. I was like, damn, bro, you need to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, that's what my family is, too.
I know.
My dad loves me and my
sister. He put his foot down.
I'm the only girl, so my dad's like,
fine. Oh, so the like, little fire pit talk.
Yes, we had one yesterday, actually. No, my dad.
I love my dad.
Me too.
Bro, my dad bought me a phone because I asked for it one time. Like, that's how spoiled I am.
Oh my god, do you know when your parents, you say you like something one time, and then your dad just like comes home with it like
every day? Yeah, my dad does that.
I told him I like yellow Gatorade. I don't even like yellow Gatorade that much. He keeps getting it from me, and it's so cute.
Yeah, me too. That's the Celsius.
So, like,
especially when I'm sick. Yeah.
Yep. Don't do that.
One time, my dad came home with ginger ale. Because I was throwing up. He said, "Oh, this will fix." No, it doesn't.
My dad likes to send me songs throughout the day because I made a playlist for him.
It's soda,
and he'll like send me songs. Be like, "I really like this one."
My dad is my favorite person.
It's because it has ginger.
No, I always
can only talk to my dad.
Like, the thing is, my dad deals with me.
Like, I don't know how to.
My dad deals with
me. My dad literally gossips. So.
Yeah,
dad
can deal me too. They have a little fire.
I love your dad.
Yeah. My dad is the best. Steve.
My dad is funny as fuck.
My dad is so funny.
People whose names are Steve.
Yeah. Well, mine's.
Do you want rib?
Okay, so I had my 15th birthday and Liam and Bryce came over and we had a barbecue and my dad would like force eat, like, they were like, he would like offer them food all the time and they were like, no, no, no. Yeah, and he was like, here, take some meat.
He just said, do you want rib?
Do you want rib? And then Bryce was like, I don't eat red meat or something like that.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Bryce was eating the
rice. You guys were eating the rice too?
I was eating
the rice. Why do you eat red meat?
It tastes good though.
Yeah. My dad does that when my when everyone comes over, he goes
no
grill.
So go, man.
He goes to grill. He goes, who wants steak?
My dad is so funny. I love him.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't know how to cook.
My dad does not know how to cook.
Yes, he does. He makes some good ass cheeseburgers.
Hello, your house is just ingredients. Every single time I've been to your house, it's all just like greens.
Your mom's almond mom. What's my house?
Your house is snakes.
My house is junk food. I don't know if any of you been to my house. It is straight up shit food. Like, really bad for you.
My dad doesn't eat meat.
My house is junk food.
All we have in my house is meat and granola bars.
I know, it's great.
No, it makes
it's different than my house because my house, like, it depends. Like, one week we'll have a whole shit ton of snacks, the next week we'll have
one time her
nothing,
her freezer's stocked,
maybe a box of mac and cheese.
I always had a couple noodles too.
I always have mac and cheese and ramen. There's never not a time.
I always have granola bars.
Yeah,
I and never oranges. Do.
Pop-tarts too.
Pop-tarts. I do.
I always have little bites.
I always have dates.
Oh my god, dates are so good.
I always have dates.
They're so good. My grandma knows how to make them really good.
Mm-hmm. I'll be asking like, Mom, I just need snacks to just snack around home. But she's like, we have yogurt.
We have nuts.
We have almonds.
Peanuts. I have almonds.
Peanuts, bro.
Yeah, my mom will like...
I have almonds.
My mom like literally doesn't eat, so when she goes for a snack, she'll get like a piece of chocolate and she'll put peanut butter on it. And she'll be like, "That's dinner," and it's one little piece.
My dad will get like, and then she asked club me, like, crackers and like a slice of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the my packaged like cheese. He'll roll it up and put it on the
yeah. My mom will like see me eat. My mom saw me eating. She made paella yesterday, so I got like half the bowl of paella, and then
did
I
you
got-
eat the little
seeds? The seeds?
Mm-hmm. Continue.
That's and papaya. Then I'll have like, I think I had like the rest of the plate with like sausage.
Oh no, a paella is a bowl of rice.
Yeah, and chicken fish. And like not seafood.
Papaya.
Stuff.
Papaya.
So I had this like it wasn't even a big bowl, it was, like this big, and it wasn't deep or anything. Like it was just whoa. A bowl of food, and I go to sit down and eat it. My mom goes, "Whew, what are you eating that much for?" And I was like.
I feel like every mom low-key, like,
no,
shames
no, she literally was fucking so shaming me, like, I'm sorry you don't my eat.
My mom makes the best Chipotle bowl.
Oh, Chipotle.
That was right in the mic, I swear to God, she looks up the recipes for everything.
My sister's really good at cooking.
She makes chicken soup. You know, Sam really, really wants to make chicken soup fresh corn tortillas when she comes home.
Like, white person chicken soup?
Corn tortillas.
The chicken. I don't know, we ate it with the rice and the beef too.
No,
and
the beef.
After
you
and the gym, like a week ago, like
you
a month ago.
And Mariah have like opened me to try new food.
I don't know, but it was so good.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
Like,
yep.
The first time I had ever had a cheese quesadilla was
out. Really
you had a shamrock shake with me.
And I had Chipotle with you too.
What else did you try?
Yeah, it's like
I tried a lot of things at my house.
Yeah, I tried a lot of things at both of your house. Like, her mom's like, have you ever tried this? I'm like, nope.
Yeah, but sometimes it'll be like the most basic
mom
thing.
Was supposed to be my mom and she was not.
What did we eat that day?
Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been to Chipotle in so long.
When I get my ears pierced, I don't need someone's time. It's just so weird. Like, it just, like, let me. Like, I went to go get these
18.
Two. No, I gave her my ID. And she looked at it, she goes, and it pierced my ears.
She probably 16. Just didn't want to look.
I think they just have to take it to check. It was also a teenager. She doesn't care.
She's probably just like, got it. Just to prove that you have
I
want to
get Wingstop so bad.
Yeah, can we go together?
There's one right by my house.
I don't know.
I know. There's one. It's not kind of far, though.
I was supposed to get it this weekend, but they don't have gluten-free options, so I like can't eat
Are
it.
Are you still gluten-free?
Yeah.
Can you bring me
today?
I've never been.
I want to go to Marshall's, bro.
Yeah.
There's Marshall's.
I want.
There's
no, there's one in Sonia.
Every single like form of meat is like vegan chicken patty, vegan chicken patty.
Yeah, my whole family's gluten free now. Cheeseburger.
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 Yeah, but they had that Carvel cake. That's not vegan.
That was a while.
I know. She probably didn't eat it either.
Cheeseburger.
All right. Well, this was a good episode, guys.
Yeah, this was just us like yapping and talking.
Oh my bad. I hope you guys enjoyed episode
sorry.
8. Shut the fuck up, guys, please. I hope you guys enjoyed episode 8.
Thank you guys for tuning into this week's episode of Ramble, episode 8.
I'm yawning.
Shout out everyone that showed up. Bye.